Good morning.
Hello. Yes, it's me. It's Matthew Rayburn. It's Saturday. It's the morning. I love the morning time. I love God. I love what he's done for me in my life. I love the freedom that he's imbued in my psyche and my life and my existence and my reality. You've experienced it too, because you're alive, baby. Oh yeah. Let's dance. Good morning, everybody. This is the Matthew Rayburn Show. I'm going to continue to say a better bet and a positive force for good. And so are you, because you're watching the Matthew Rayburn Show. Let's keep dancing. Moving my hands. Fancy karate chops. Oh, yeah. Doing the wave. Wearing a lot of color. It's National Color Day. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm passionate about that. I'm also passionate about freedom. I'm passionate about the freedom that Jesus has given me. I'm passionate about love. I'm passionate about helping dogs. I'm passionate about what else we got going on today? We got all kinds of fun things going on. I got people releasing bees on the cops. I got people getting saved at church. I got people growing in the community. I got things happening in the community. I got things happening at jobs. My job specifically, it's getting a little crazy. So I am here to do the Matthew Rayburn Show with you. I thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for being in a continuous state of betterment and a positive force for good. Let's keep going. Let's keep dancing. Matthew Rayburn Show. Freedom, freedom, freedom. Freedom, baby. Freedom. And I'm not just talking about American freedom. No, I'm talking about actual freedom. True, deep, real, raw, living water freedom. Freedom that you can't get away from. Freedom that'll always be there. Freedom that you can tap into. Freedom that you can experience every single moment of every single day. Matt, that sounds fantastic. How do I acquire that freedom? With a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's how you do it. Let's read the Bible, because it's always a good idea to read the Bible. And the Matthew Rayburn Show prides itself on reading the King James Version. You can read whatever version you want, but when I read the Bible, I like it to sound like the Bible. It's my opinion, my show. Wink! let's see here. Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. What yoke? What are you talking about? Like the yokes of sin, the yokes of this world, the chains of sin, the chains of this world. We'll go further. We'll discuss more. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Amen. Freedom, actual freedom. John 8:32 says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. God is truth. God was the word, is the word. You know, it's wonderful. He's truth. He's the ultimate truth. That means he's the ultimate freedom, and you're set free when you believe in the ultimate truth. Galatians 5:13. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Amen. Okay, so what do you mean? Let's go deeper. Let's get a little insight. Let's ponder a little bit. I have some notes. I'm free. I'm free to speak my mind. I'm free to be myself, and I'm able to do that. Yes, I live in America, but it's much deeper. It's much more nuanced than that, because this type of freedom that I'm talking about, you can experience it in communist China. You can experience it in Venezuela. You can experience it alone in a cave. You can experience it in solitary confinement in a prison. So because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, the ultimate love sacrifice, the ultimate act of love, the perfect one, the perfect being, the perfect human, dying for all of our sins on the cross. Because of that love, we have all this freedom, the freedom. Freedom, what do you mean? Let's keep with the analogy. Because of the freedom, we can then therefore love like Jesus does. We were loved on by Jesus, given a freedom. We are now free to love like Jesus. What Galatians 5:13 is discussing is also to not use the freedom for your benefit, to not use the freedom that you have to wear whatever clothes you want, to eat whatever food you want, to go to any environment you want, to live wherever you want, to dance however you want.
all that wonderful cultural freedom that you have through worshiping, through celebrating God, don't use it for your benefit in the sense of don't trick people or confuse people. Don't use it for malintent. Serve others with your freedom. Serve others with that large palate. Because what do you mean by that? Certain cultures have certain restrictions on what they can eat. Certain cultures don't eat beef. Certain cultures don't eat shrimp. Certain cultures are kosher. Certain cultures are halal, which is similar to kosher. So they have those particular restrictions, whereas goy folk, the Gentiles, we can eat and do pretty much whatever we want, and it's fantastic. And I know that on a deeper level because I'm not restricted by any law of man in the sense of freedom, in the sense of I am an American, I do follow the laws. Got it? Those are man's laws. But I'm saying like there's no what is biblical law? Well, I don't follow Jewish law. Like I said, I'm a Gentile. And I just experienced, you know, grace. And then through that love and through that grace, I try to bless my community with the love that I've been given through Christ. It's funny because as a teenager, I was quite still, you know, intelligent and aware of my surroundings in the world. And I thought to myself, I want to go against that trend. I'm gonna buck that trend. I don't want to be part of the norms. I don't want to be normal. I didn't like that. I didn't see my parents as being cool, and I didn't see people that I did look up to as being cool. And I wanted to be cool, and I wanted to be different. And so I wanted to wear different clothes and be different. And then, which ironically, you find yourself being put in a box and going along with a certain crowd and dressing like they do. And even though you did have your own personality and you would blend certain things on purpose because, you know, trying to be a trailblazer, a hipster at heart, whatever you want to say. But I just always wanted to be different and all that kind of stuff. But it's funny because doing things through the flesh, like what you wear and where you go, that's not what the freedom is I'm talking about. I'm talking about like, if you want actual freedom, if you want to buck the trend, if you want to go against society, then you're going to be a God-fearing, Jesus-level loving, Bible-believing Christian. You're going to read your Bible. You're going to speak your Bible. You're going to love on your community, and it's going to be real. You're going to volunteer your time. You're going to sacrifice your time. You're going to be there for them. Who's them? People in the community. People at the grocery store, help the small things like helping somebody with their groceries, helping somebody across the street, big things, volunteering, going to a dog shelter, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, supporting the police because they need it. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. It's craziness going on in Massachusetts. but all that said is I'm just thankful for this mindset that I have in the sense of I have the ability to love like Jesus does. Okay, so love, though, you're free to love beyond any type of love. Like beyond social norms of love, love those that others don't. You're free to do so. Those people that aren't loved, those people that are frowned upon, those people that are cast aside, you have the, frankly, the duty, but the freedom to love them, the ability to love them because you were loved so much because you believe in that love. Yes. Okay, good. I'm glad you do. It's because that's why you're a Christian. And so that's why you're a believer. And that's why you understand the ultimate love that you were given. So then let it pour out. Be that vessel. Cup runneth over. Don't be chained down by social norms. Don't be chained down by quick to anger, drugs and drinking, porn addiction, laziness, selfishness, bitterness, depression. Break all those chains. You're free not to feel those things, even though those things are real. Those things will come about in our friends and family's realities and your personal reality, yes. But you're not bound to it. You're not tied down permanently to it. Even if you find yourself temporarily tied down to it, you have the ability and the wherewithal to get out of it. Because ultimately, you are free. Ultimately, he took that burden on the cross. He felt that woe. He felt that anxiety. He felt that depression. He felt that strange mindset that leads yourself into some darker sin. But he was tempted, but he never did it. He was perfect. That's why it's just so amazing and it's so fantastic. And because of all of that love, we have the ability to love like no other. We have the ability to break the chains and go against the grain. To be free to love and respect and to worship and to build and to teach his kingdom, to grow his kingdom through love. We're free to do so. You don't have to get tied down by a bad day. You don't have to get tied down by the environment that you're in. You don't have to get like super dark and depressed. You can be the light in the dark way. For example, I lived in Chicago for about 6 years, and I lived in a pretty what word do I want to use? Interesting, challenging, there you go, challenging neighborhood. when I first lived there. I was learning about the city, and I did mild research before I first moved there. But all that said is my environment was quite interesting, was alive 24/7. And all that said is I remember this older lady, this very old lady, that she would ride the bus, similar route to me. She would get off before I did. But I remember no matter what was happening on the bus or on the way to the bus or at the bus stop, she would sing two or three songs, like old hymns, and she would kind of like rock herself, and she would, you would barely hear it, but it was always like out loud. It wasn't to herself. And you knew that she wasn't crazy. She knew that she was just filled with the spirit. She was filled with love. People were playing their negative music around her or cursing or whatever the case may be. It never fazed her. It was, and sometimes there was even a specific time I'm thinking about where there was this grace period on the bus, and it was kind of quiet, and we just heard the bus running in the city on the outside, and then you heard her singing. Mm-hmm, Lord, mm-hmm. I don't even know the lyrics. Mm-hmm. It's like an old lady singing, and it was a wonderful, like, deep city Chicago old lady love moment. I just love it. I'm just thinking about it right now, and it brings me joy because she has actual freedom, even though she lives in a food desert, even though she lives in a crime-ridden area, even though she lives in a really cold city that only has 2 months of summer. She's quite plucky, and she's quite resilient, and she's quite free. And that's an example of it. So a deeper form of it, it's the truest form. I'm not talking about American freedom. I'm not talking about like, we have our rights and we can do whatever we want. Boom, bang, boom, boom, woohoo. No, I'm not talking about that. What I'm speaking upon is when you're persecuted thoroughly, deeply, horribly, you still have the same freedom as somebody who's sitting here doing the Matthew Rayburn Show, as somebody who's listening or watching the Matthew Rayburn Show right now. I mean, it's, come on. It's the truest form of freedom. If you live in communist China, it's the same living water as if you're watching the Matthew Rayburn Show right now here in America. Same. It's the same God. It's the same freedom. It's the same salvation. It's the same Bible. It's the same truth. It's the same light. It's the same love, period. It's the same. It's the exact same. And that's what I'm saying. Like when you're a missionary and you're going forth and you're smuggling Bibles and you're telling people about Christ and you got a real job, but you're trying to, you know, be part of their culture, but you're still being kind of sneaky because you're trying to get, you know, God's love across. That's great. First of all, that's true living. That's not like, I'm going to watch some football on Saturday and eat some corn nuts. Blah, blah, blah. No. Okay. I get that. A real life is like going outside and telling people about Jesus. A real life is going on the sacrificing your time for the soup kitchen. And look who's preaching to themselves right now. Matthew Rayburn Show, real live and raw, real live and raw. Oh, goodness gracious. I mean, like, and I know that, like, we're coming into a season of giving and a season of thanks and a season of togetherness. And I'll be promoting that, and I'll be a part of that, and I'll be pushing that. Of course. But it's because I'm free. I'm free to do so in a real way. And I know why I'm doing it. And I know why I'm free. And I want you to experience that same freedom. Sometimes freedom and opportunity get blended with distraction and sin. Okay, so that's why it's like a lot of times when you think, oh, we're so free in America, you could almost could like put it on its head and say, we got a lot of distractions. We got a lot of sin. Yeah, and it's a lot. It's around us. I mean, like and I don't need to say it again. So because of that, we can know where our actual freedom comes from. I don't have to be bogged down by hate. I don't have to be bogged down by resentment. I don't have to be bogged down by loneliness. I don't have to be bogged down by bitterness. No, none of that has to be part of my life. None of that should be part of my life, but that's not what I'm talking about, like a should. I'm saying like an actuality, like an acceptance of truth, an acceptance of freedom. I don't want to, no one wants to feel that. No one wants to feel this heavy subject. Get that off of me. I'm free. I don't want that yoke. I'm not chained down. I'm free. And it's beautiful. And I'm so thankful for that from Christ. And it only comes from Christ and a relationship with the Holy Spirit. The amount of persecution a Christian goes through tests their awareness of how free they are. I mean, like if you're those missionaries I was speaking about, and then you start proselytizing in the correct way, the gospel in the town square, and you find yourself in jail. First of all, beautiful. It's, you know, sad and things like that, but you were doing God's work. Okay, that's wonderful. But you are so free. You know how free you are because it's testing your ability, your faith, your ability to know how free you actually are. So Here, so a softer example, you're going through a hard time. A family member has cancer. Your dog died. You're having car issues. Your boss's relationship's a little shaky right now, so you don't know if you're going to even have a job in 3 months. That's the storm's coming, or you're kind of in one. Okay, don't get bogged down by it. Reach out to other believers. Reach out to other people that love you. Reach out to people that you know are free. That are free from that sadness. Man, those things are happening to me. It's really heavy and dark. Yes, and those are real emotions. And I'm here to empathize and love on you too, and to sympathize as well. But you're free. You don't have to sit there and mourn and mourn and mourn. There is a way out. You can remember how beautiful they are now and will be when they're going with heaven when it comes to the family member. You can remember how wonderful it is to experience that dog that passed. But then you can go get another dog at a shelter, which we're going to talk about later on the National Day segment. Okay, because it's just like, you're free. You're completely free. We are free from actual death. Like, there's two, you live twice. You live here on earth, the hard one, and then you get to live with God in heaven if you're a believer. And we've talked about that before, and you don't want permanent separation from God. But so it's like, if I have that ultimate freedom, it's like, I'm not going to pass from this world. Oh my goodness. Let's party. Let's tell everybody about this so we can grow the party. Let's tell everybody about this freedom, about this love, so that we can have the biggest party ever. Oh my goodness. That sounds fantastic. You want to join in? Goodness great. That sounds fantastic. Let's be free together. You're free from from sickness, from financial ruin, from persecution. You're not free from it in the sense of you're not going to experience it. No, if you're not experiencing it, there's probably a problem. And once again, I'm preaching to myself. But you're free not to worry or care about the earthly woes. You're free not to like bog yourself down with it. There's no need to. Bad times will happen, but because you're free, you can get through it. Band together with others. So it's like, You can get through it better than others can because you have Christ, because you know what love is, because you know what truth is, because you're free. Multiply that freedom with each other's worship. Multiply that freedom by hanging out together. Multiply that freedom by helping each other. Multiply that freedom by showing the community how much you love each other. Multiply that by expressing yourself thoroughly in every single way, in all the ways. I'm free. You're free. You're listening to the Matthew Ribbon Show. I love you. I love life. And I'm free to say so. I love you. I'm free. Our special tea.shop can service all of your loose leaf tea needs. Matt, what are you drinking today? I am drinking persimmon peach. That's good tea. Ooh, that's peachy. That is persimmon in me as well. If you don't know what a persimmon is, a persimmon is a fruit that grows on trees locally here in Indiana, actually. So it's wonderful. And actually, the harvest season is now October through January. I was doing some research on persimmons. There's persimmon pie. There's persimmon tarts. There's persimmon. There's like a pork dish I saw that you can marinate with persimmons and put like persimmons around them. There's this tea. And that's the tea segment. Our special tea.shop. You can go with all kinds of wonderful dishes. This herbal tea will most definitely satisfy your taste buds. Caffeine free. Great for kids. Makes a fantastic iced tea. I'm drinking it lukewarm because it was iced and now it's not. It's lukewarm. If it's tea, it's wonderful tea. Go to our special tea.shop for a lot of different choices. Green tea, black tea, herbal tea, which I'm drinking right now. Persimmon peach. It's wonderful. It's bringing back memories of my grandmother. Well, I'm getting all kinds of fun. Woo! What, taste buds and memories? Our special tea.shop can help with those taste buds and particularly those memories that come from drinking such great tea. Wonderful responses, wonderful customer service, wonderful people. Our special tea.shop. Word of the day. You got to use your words. Otherwise, you're going to lose your words. Matt, what is the word of the day? The word of the day is interlocutor. 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 Interlocutor is a noun. An interlocutor is a formal word that means one who takes part in dialogue or conversation. Let's use it in a sentence because I do enjoy stretching definitions of words. It is crucial in our age of email scams to verify the validity of one's online interlocutors before sharing sensitive information. So, am I an interlocutor because I'm doing this show, but I am not, I guess it's like there's no dialogue, I guess when people comment down below, because I'm just kind of, this is like a soliloquy or some kind of like silly banter. I'm thankful for you listening. Don't get me wrong. Wink. But I'm saying, I guess I'm not an interlocutor. An interlocutor is probably an operator on a phone. Formal word that means one who takes part in dialogue. Anybody, you're at church, you're an interlocutor. You're at work, you're an interlocutor. You're at the grocery store and you see somebody you know. You have just become an interlocutor. Let's spell it. I-N-T-E-R-L-O-C-U-T-O-R, interlocutor. Are you an interlocutor? Dadgummit. Interlocutor. 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 I'm a great interlocutor. Word of the day. National Day. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. National Make a Dog's Day. I was talking about this earlier in the show. National Make a Dog's Day, and the computer freezes, and then the show stops, but we keep moving forward. You got to make a dog's day. You got to go to your local shelter. Yeah, this completely came back to life. Very good. Live, real, and raw here on the Matthew Urban Show. National Make a Dog's Day on October 2nd is a Subaru holiday. It was invented by Subaru, the car company. Remember that. Huge grain of salt that invites dog lovers everywhere to go the extra mile for their pup. Matt, you don't think that a company can sponsor something that's good? I do. Totally. Just be aware of it. Matthew Urban Show. Use hashtag Make a Dog's Day in your social media posts today. Today is a reminder to animal lovers everywhere to adopt a pet instead of buying a new one. In fact, we encourage everyone to visit a shelter to see why adopting a four-legged friend will make the world a better place. Why should you adopt? Approximately 3.1 million dogs enter shelters in the United States annually when being relinquished by their owners. Worse still, approximately 15% of the animals that enter shelters are euthanized. It also saves lives. It's stopping animal cruelty from breeding facilities. We don't like that at all. Weird animals that are fake, and when I say fake, I mean like they're not pure, they're not healthy, it's just bad. It's just bad. Saving money for you're not even getting a quality product from a mill. Anyways, saving money for spaying, neutering, vaccination, and sometimes microchipping. That's always good. You want to track your dog? You never know. Choosing from a large selection of dog breed who are normally house trained. Okay, dog's already house trained. That's kind of cool. Adopting a dog who has received excellent care in the shelter, which means they are healthy physically, but also mentally. You want a mentally healthy dog, especially if you're going to have a dog around children. Make that dog's day. Go to that shelter. Go understand why it's important to celebrate life. And if you're pro-life, you're going to be pro-dog. And I mean that. And so you're going to understand that dogs are a beautiful thing that help us understand unrequited love and unrequited forgiveness. What you do to a dog is, let's just say we've all done things to dogs that it would be hard to forgive ourselves for. What? What do you even mean? Anyways, you know what I'm saying? Like unrequited love, unrequited forgiveness. The dog always comes back. We as humans need to learn that. Use hashtag Make a Dog's Day in your social media posts today. It's also National Nut Day. I'm not talking about the guy that you're listening to right now. No, I'm talking about nuts. Nuts are a great source of protein, fiber, vitamins E and B2, looks like magnesium as well. They come in all kinds of different shapes and sizes and tastes and textures. Use nuts in a lot of different ways. I love nuts. You love nuts? I like nuts. Nuts are great. Nuts, N-U-T-S, nuts. Use hashtag National Nut Day in your social media posts today. It's also National Color Day. I'm very passionate about National Color Day. National Color Day focuses on the impact of color on each of us. I apologize if you're colorblind and you can't see this beautiful shirt. It's a flannel with about 6 to 9 different colors. Matt, why didn't you count? I put it on because I knew it was colorful. I didn't actually count. I'm just looking at myself in the camera. It is hard to imagine a world without color. Without color, we would nearly be blind. Doctors check for health through the color of patient's skin on late crisp autumn mornings, sparkling frost and leaves, changing the green to vermilion. Vermilion, that's an awesome word. Cool cat name. Signaled a change of seasons. A flush of color with cheeks of a friend sends a cue of her embarrassment. Colors are important because they signify things that are good, things that are bad. They warn of danger, they warn of greatness, they warn of change. They tell you things, they show you things, you experience things. Colors have meaning. These colors that I'm wearing are affecting your brain in a certain way. You are being affected by the color that I'm wearing. You are affected by the color that you wear. You are affected by the color that you see. art galleries, you're affected by the colors that you're seeing, interior design. That's why it's an industry, because you're affected by the feng shui situation around you. Let's read about certain colors and what they mean. This is fascinating. And it's true. That's why there's a science called color theory, because you're experiencing why does Crayola hire color theorists and color scientists to create new colors? Because you can create new colors. It's just measurement of light and spectrum and more science. But let's read, you know, more Matthew Edwards show. Oh my. Red, excitement, love, strength. Yellow, competence, happiness. Green, good taste, envy, relaxation. Blue, corporate, high quality, serenity. Pink, sophistication, sincerity. Interesting. Violet, purple, authority, power. They don't have orange, but I've read orange is my favorite color. Orange is eclectic, bold, wild. Brown, ruggedness. Black, grief or fear. White, happiness and purity. I'm thinking about how a lot of Baptists wear at church. Anyways, wink. Jokes. No, it's National Color Day. Wear something colorful today. Wear something colorful every day. Don't be bound by social norms when it comes to color. If you want to wear a purple suit to church, you wear that purple suit to church, okay? Don't be like, oh, I can't wear that color because they wear... What? Wear the color. Wear some fun socks. Wear a pocket square. Ladies, wear color all the time. Wear cool, colorful lipstick. Put a different eye shade on, or don't wear makeup at all and wear a brooch. Color, baby. I love color. National Day! Kingdom Landscape. Kingdom Landscape can offer all of your landscaping and hardscaping needs. Do you need a flower bed? Do you need a lining from a pool? Do you need lighting put in? Do you need Moxley and his team to show up and give you a wonderful estimate? Phenomenal teamwork, phenomenal work ethic. Yes, I've been on these teams. Yes, I've been on these projects. Yes, I'm passionate about this. Call Austin Moxley at Kingdom Landscape, 317-296-3974. That's 317-296-3974. Yes, free estimates. Yes, wonderful work. Beautiful situation. I'm impressed thoroughly to be part of this wonderful solution. He's a beautiful individual and an asset to my reality. Austin Moxley, Kingdom Landscape, 317-296-3974. Weird news. I love weird things and I love news, and together it creates the segment Weird News here on the Matthew Reverend Show. Headline: woman allegedly unleashes swarm of bees upon police during eviction dispute. Let's read. In a bizarre story out of Massachusetts, a woman was arrested for allegedly unleashing a swarm of bees upon police officers who were attempting to serve an eviction notice. The very strange incident reportedly occurred last Wednesday morning outside of a residence in the community of Longmeadow. What should have been a routine stop to deliver some paperwork quickly turned into a full-blown fracas, I love that word, while waiting for the homeowner to arrive, deputies from the Hampden County Sheriff's Department were confronted by a woman who apparently took an issue with eviction and had a rather wild way of showing her displeasure. Here we go. According to police report, Rory Susan Woods arrived at the residence in an SUV towing a trailer that was filled with beehives. Weird. Authorities say that she, quote, excited her vehicle and then went to the back of the trailer and started shaking the beehives to let the bees out, end quote. A deputy watching the weirdness unfold rushed over to stop Woods, but it was too late and she managed to smash the cover of the container holding the nest. This led to hundreds of agitated insects filling the air and caused the officers to retreat from the scene after being stung in the face. My goodness. Amazingly, cops say, Woods then put on a beekeeper suit during the fracas, of course. Bees! And she's like, put it on. Woods put on a beekeeper suit and set about stacking three or more hives upon the doorstep of the home, presumably to prevent the police from entering the residence. In the midst of the melee, the police report states multiple people wound up being stung, including three unfortunate individuals who were allegedly allergic to bees. After some struggle, Woods was finally taken into custody and showed no remorse for what she had done. Come on now. Come on. Bees. Like, According to authorities, when informed that, quote, several officers were allergic to bees, the woman witheringly replied, quote, oh, you're allergic? Good, end quote. As one might imagine, she now faces multiple charges of assault with a dangerous weapon in the form of a swarm of bees, which ironically wound up finding freedom as a result of their former keeper's ill-advised protest. Yes, the bees are free because she's incarcerated. I mean, like, I don't want to be evicted, and I don't know what I would do. I don't know. I would kind of give up because I knew that I wasn't paying rent, and I was being part of the problem and not being part of the solution. So she furthered her part of the problem and not being part of the solution by releasing these bees all over the parking lot over this apartment complex or wherever it was, stinging a bunch of regular folk and cops in the face. It's crazy. Cops need to get paid more, especially if you're going to get stung in the face by a bunch of bees. Weird news. Guys, it's time to go. It's time to end this. I got a lot of chores to do today. I got a lot of things to do today. I'm going to... Matt, you can't just laugh in the microphone without telling people what you were thinking. I know, but that's not a good podcast. Okay, focus up. Guys, I had a lot of fun today. I'm full of freedom. I'm full of love. I'm full of Christ. I'm full of love. I'm dancing. I'm moving. I'm grooving, okay? You better be doing the same with me right now. One of these days, we're going to get this audio right, and you're going to be hearing the music that I'm dancing to, okay? I know you might be able to hear it on Facebook, and you might maybe be able to hear it on Instagram, but you can't hear it on your podcast. I'm moving, I'm dancing, guys. Matthew Ripper Show. Hey, guys, go to a shelter today, okay? And go wear a really colorful shirt, and then put that colorful shirt on the dog, and then you and the dog can be colorful together. Wonderful. Guys, this is the last show of the mustached Matthew Rayburn. Why? Halloween's coming.
I gotta get rid of this thing.
Matt, why? Can't you just be something that with a mustache? What I have planned, you cannot use them. No, I'm done. I know. It's not. I got two different masks I want to wear, and I can't wear them when I have a mustache, okay? It'll grow back. They grow back. But anyway, so God bless you. God bless this mustache. God bless America. You know we need it. Get free. Get Christ. Love you guys. Bye-bye.